Blog Talk this. Radio.
Oh yeah, if you didn't know, the streets is talking. Let's go.
Did he do it? You know. Look, if I treat you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the crew. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-seat, got your fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Balanic Express.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, we coming to you December 27th, 2013. If didn't nobody tell you, man, Merry Christmas to the world. And you already know I got my co-host QLG, T-Row, and your boy the host L Boogie. What's the deal, T-Row? How your life been living, man? You know what I mean? But before you answer that question, we got a lot going on tonight, world. We got the NFL Week 17. Your prediction, what's going on, who you think gonna make the playoffs, Tony Romo out. It's a lot going on. And you tell me, what was your impression on the Christmas Day NBA game?
Wanna despise the team.
I tell you this,
coach and straight up
my name,
they team trade they man
MBG
and a couple of things.
Nothing but garbage. We a mess. If I'm the GM, I got Melo on the train block. Let's go. And, Ro, don't you say it. Don't you talk about it. I'm so disrespectful. I'm ready to get him on here. Am I a fair weather friend? No. But we need some help. Raymond Felton, man, listen. I'm up in age, and I think I can ball with you, and I got a messed up leg. Man, I need to go back home. I need to go to New York and ask him, can I try out? Please, can I try out? I could do better than that. It's a dirty game. But, Ro, what's up with you, man? How you doing, sir?
What's up with Real Pimp, man? Well, this is the Christmas after edition. You the day after, you know what I mean? What's going on with a Real Pimp? Studio guest, man. We got woo, man. You know what I'm saying? I love the studio to be like this. It's hot, L Boogie. Fanatic Friday. Man, we got a lot to talk about, man. I hear you chirping about your Knicks. I ain't going to tell you you're disrespectful because, in a way, you know I agree with you. Melo, you on the chopping block. Since we can't fire Mike Woodson, we got to put Melo on the line. You see? What you get for begging to want to go home. You want to go home to beat to go through a losing team. That don't even make sense. You should have stayed where you was at in Denver, you know, dealt with the elements of the climate, and did your business. So what, the girl always got to work in L.A. and New York? So what? Stay where you should have been. But now look at you. Now you're looking for a way out. That's why you're talking about testing the free agent market when the offseason comes. But we ain't going to talk about that, L. Boogie. Because we got a lot to talk about. The Knicks at the bottom of the barrel. We need to talk about the people who got something to play for this weekend. NFL. Woo! Don't you love it, L. Boogie? This is the time. I told you, week 17. Week 17. It's just not for the NFC East. It's for L. Boogie. When I was doing my notes for the show, man, AFC, you only have to write down a little bit. But the NFC, man, from top to bottom, man, it ain't really set in stone yet. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, it's crazy. I'm ready for football. Got all these bowl games. Woo, next week. Woo! L. Boogie is going down. What's going on with a pimp? How you feel, baby?
I think I might have gained 3 pounds, man, from Christmas. I ate real good. My boy is back. Number 12, A-Rod is playing on Sunday. That was a great Christmas gift I got. Man, my boy is back. Maybe we can get to the playoffs. And I don't care who we play. I know it's Niner fans in the studio. I don't care who we play. Long as we get in. Just invite us to the prom. We might win prom king.
Wait. Hold up. In Chicago, the team that beat you down? Or hurt your man?
Yeah, but he didn't play the second half. So, we might have a chance. You already know. So, Ro, going into Sunday, let me give you the playoff race, man. Let me give you the playoff race right now. The AFC playoff race. You got Baltimore in Cincinnati. The Baltimore Ravens win, San Diego lose, and Miami lose, or Pittsburgh lose. Baltimore is in. Miami Dolphins plays the Jets at home. If they win and Baltimore lose and San Diego wins, they're in. Pittsburgh need a lot of help, but it can happen because we know how the NFL go. If they win, they play the Cleveland Browns at home. If they win, and Baltimore and Miami and San Diego lose, then they're in. San Diego gets in if Baltimore and Miami lose. And they play Kansas City at home. And they already beat Kansas City in Kansas City. You know, we already got the usual suspects that clinched: Denver, New England, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Kansas City. They've all clinched. That one last spot in the AFC is up for grabs. Ro, let me ask you this. Out of those teams, Baltimore, Miami, Pittsburgh, San Diego, who's going to get in? Who do you think is going to get in out of those teams?
I'm going to tell you like this. I honestly believe that the World Test are going to make it in. They're going to get that help again. And it's just a well-known fact that Joe Flacco just goes to the playoffs. He just goes to the playoffs. So if there was any team that I had to, that I would have to pick right now, you know, earlier during the year when we were talking about those teams that were started off 0-4 who we thought would make it, I did pick, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers. But right now Pittsburgh needs a lot of help, and I don't know, man. I don't think Pittsburgh has it this year to go to the playoffs. So I'm going to give it to the world champions and, you know, see what they can do. You know, you're still the world champions until you get knocked off. You know what I mean? Yeah, they need a little help. They should have had a better record this season, but, hey, they got a chance to make it. If they win, they in. So, they need a little help, but if you win, more likely you in. So good luck to you, Baltimore. I hope you can get in. I would have said Pittsburgh, but Mike Tomlin, the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, made me mad this season, stepping on the sideline when my man trying to run the touchdown back on the kickoff. Yeah, he made me upset on that one. But, you know, I'm going to go with Baltimore. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because they are the world champions. Too bad they don't have Ray Ray and Ed Reed. But, hey, you got to do what you got to do. Got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. You remember that song, bro? You got to do what you got to do. You already know. Let's talk about the NFC. Oh, yeah. And you know the NFC, that's where both our teams play in. And if both our teams win, we in. With Tony Romo out needing surgery, I'm going to ask you the question, bro, and I know you really don't want to answer it. What's the chances of you winning in Jerry's world? It was already tough with him in the lineup. Now, without him in the lineup, do you think you guys have a chance? I do because the book. I know you showed the money. Man, thank you for that. But you the only one that's pulling for him. Man, look at here. Tony Romo went up under the knife this morning. Had a successful surgery. And now we trying to see if he's going to be ready for preseason or even ready for week one of 2014. So, man, you know, my team. We should have been better prepared this season to do the things that we were supposed to do. But, you know, hey, man, good things come to an end. And, you know, I got to settle for 8-8. I didn't expect nothing too much. You know what I'm saying? Now that Romo went down, and, yeah, the injury was a true one, you know, I got to take it for what? Man, 8-8, man. That's the best we can do. That's the best we can do, L. Boog. I ain't going to fight it. You just, there's some things that you just can't fight, man. You know what I'm saying? Now we got who? John Kitna we didn't sign this week. We got Kyle Orton who's going to start. Who? Yeah. Okay, and the defense. Yeah, okay. So I'm just saying that we got. I don't know, man. It's just, yeah, good. It was a great season, man. Some people not going to think it was great. But as a Cowboys fan and where you know your team is going, hey, man, without your Tony Romo, man, you can't blame it on Romo. You can't blame it on Romo. You know what I'm saying? But, hey. I need your boys to step up. I need AR-12 to bring his guns. You know what I'm saying? I need him to be ready. You know, if I can't pull my team, I might as well jump on somebody's bandwagon. So, come on, pack of lead. Y'all got to come on with it, cheesehead. Can AR-12 do the job, man? Or you just going to go up to Chicago and let Julius Peppers just shove you down on that shoulder again? What you going to do? Is it payback?
You know what James Brown said. It's the big payback. I have faith in my guys going up to Soldier Field and doing something. Listen, we went this long without Aaron Rodgers, and I didn't even think we would be playing week 17 to get in. So for us to be just playing to get in, man, you got to love it. And them boys got beat down, too, last week against the Eagles. Yeah, we lost, too. But, man, I think we can do it. If Arizona Cardinals going to get in, they play the San Francisco 49ers at home. If they win, they're in. There's only three teams in the NFC that have clinched: Seattle, Carolina, and San Francisco. There are three more spots.
Yeah, but you know, L Boogie, that home field counts for a lot. So you really, you know, even though they clinched, they really haven't set anything in stone just yet. You know, Seattle really needs to be able to play at home. They need the 12th man. They've only lost one game there in 2 years. You know what I mean? And the team they lost to is the team that they beat by 50 points last year. So it was kind of like the big payback when the Cardinals went down to Seattle and did the unthinkable last week. So I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Man, Carolina, you know, that's still a big balance. You know, if Carolina win, they get home field advantage. If New Orleans win, they get home field advantage. And we know New Orleans need home field more than anybody. Yes, they can win on the road, but don't put your money up so quick. Them Saints, like L Boogie would like to say, them ain't so good on the road. So it'll be very important for them to win, you know, in order to get that home field. So it's still up in the air, man. It's still up in the air, L Boogie, on what's really going on. So the NFC is just, it's thick. And just when I thought it was just all about the NFC East, man, every division is up for grabs, except for, you know, the Denvers and the New Englands and the Indianapolises and the, you know, it's going down. And the NFC is just as, oh, it's going down. I can't wait for Sunday. I can't wait till we get to our pick-ups either.
Yeah, I can't wait either because I got some upsets brewing. I got some people that won't make the playoffs, and you know my saying. Look at their faces. But I tell you this, I got St. Louis Rams going up to Seattle and knocking them.
See, I let you get away with one, but I can't let you get away with two. Well, man, you can't be so disrespectful. You know the Rams about to get their head beat in. Hey, they can't play outside the dome. You know what's about to happen. How you going to pick that one? You feeling lucky? I told you I was going to take you to Vegas this week, but I know you ain't feeling that lucky.
I got two upsets in the NFC. Well, three. I got Green Bay. Well, we'll talk about that after we come back from the commercials when we do our pick 'em. But listen, let me ask you one more question. Is Kirk Cousins going to stay a Redskin going into next year? This is last game coming up. I just want to know. The streets is talking. And to my man, London Fletcher, if the world don't know, that's one of my closest friends. This will be his last game of the season on Sunday, and I just want to give a salute to him. So, you know what I mean? What do you think about Kirk Cousins? Are they going to keep him, or is he going to be trade bait, bro?
L Boogie, the best thing for the Washington Redskins to do is to keep him, man. Everybody knows that you need an A-plus backup in this league, and that's what's wrong with the league today. Everybody's looking for that hot new talent. When the backup comes in and have a great one or two games, you know what I'm saying, then everybody wants to go sign this guy to a long contract, and then he flops at the other organization. Too much pressure, you know what I mean? That's why you got guys like Matt Flynn, who really belong in Green Bay, as an example, went everywhere, came back, and look what he's doing. Got you guys, you know, in a position now that AR is back, you know what I'm saying? Look at Josh McCown in Chicago. Look what he did for the Chicago Bears. Kept his guys alive to put themselves in position. So it's always good to have an A-plus backup. And, man, let me tell you something. Washington needs Kirk Cousins more than Kirk Cousins needs the Washington Redskins. So they better keep that guy because you're not going to find another backup to replace the RG3 that's better than Kirk Cousins right now. So, Washington, be smart. Keep the guy. But you know this league. You know this league. You know what could happen, L Boogie, but You know, it don't matter to me. Get rid of the motherfucker. Oh, my bad. Get rid of them. Watch them be dumb. It's the NFCs anyway. We do dumb stuff in our division anyway. So it wouldn't surprise me one bit, but I'm just saying. You better keep the dude. You know what I'm saying? Would you keep him or would you get rid of him? You going to use him for trade bait?
You know, that's Kurt, my not-blood cousin. So, of course, I'm going to keep him. I got to. Because who knows how Robert Griffin's going to perform as we go forward. So you never know, man. You know, Robert Griffin could just be a one-year wonder. He could just be a flop. Who knows? So you got to keep Kirk Cousins. He my relative. Let's keep him, bro. You know what I mean? And before we go to the commercial, man, shout out, man, to my sis down there in Tucson, Arizona. My niece London, man, and my mom's, man, Cookie Meats. We see you, man. We see you checking in. You know what I mean? So when we come back from commercial, we're going to talk about our pick'ems, and we're going to get some callers into the asylum. You know what I mean? Because you know why? The streets is always talking. And you know what I always tell you, bro? Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. You know what I mean? So let's go. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of exotic girlfriends. We'll be back. And you already know T-Row is the producer of the show. Let's go.
Crack, cocaine, and codeine. Time to stack some paper. I gotta do it quick. Thinking I'm a juvenile, but they don't know who they messing with. Yeah, my mama's only son. But I live every day like it's my motherfucking last one. Every nigga and they mama asking why. But I'm in the game, live by the game. And in the game, I'ma die. And if I die, or should I say, if I go, bury me in Horn Clark next to the come and go. Cause tomorrow ain't promised to me. The only thing promised to a player is the penitentiary. So I'ma take care of my business on the smooth tip. Watch my back selling crack and pack two clips. And when you think about that, you say it'll be on. It's a trip you're here today, but the next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
The next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
Maybe the next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
We living in, man, it ain't nothing but drama. Everyone wanna harm ya. In New York, niggas getting shot for bombers. Now they got your life in the palm of their hand like California. Niggas with jugs of hydroponic marijuana. Gangbanging got the ghetto hotter than a sauna. Down in Orange, my nigga Pac died on the corner behind a funky ass type game. I saw him once before we died, wish it was twice, man. I remember being 8 deep off in Chucky crib, letting us act bad, not giving a fuck what we did. When we lost him, I knew the world was coming to the end. And I had to quit letting that devil push me to a sin. My brother been in the pen for damn near 10. But now it look like when he come out, man, I'm going in. So shit, I walk around with my mind blown in my own fucking zone. Cause one day you're here, the next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
The next day you're gone.
One day
I'm up early cause ain't enough light in the daytime. Smoking sweet and so these chickens fold the clock like 9. Big nut holder, my boulder smoker on the PA pipes. AK loader as I get swallowed under city lights. Niggas be looking shite, so I look shite back. Can't show no weakness with these bitches, get your life jacked. Man, it's a trip where I stay, especially for me. Them bitches tryna lock me up for the whole century. They gave my nigga Donnie 40, don't say 19. I wish that we could smoke again and take a tight lean. My world a trip, you can Rip and Slumpy, bitch, I ain't no liar. My man Bobo just lost his baby in a house fire. And when I got on my knees that night to pray, I asked God, why you let these killers live and take my homeboy's son away? Man, if you got kids, show them you love them, cause God just might call them home. Cause one day they here, baby, the next day they gone.
I know, one day you're here, next day you're gone. Man, that's the NFL, not for long. You're back in the asylum, the streets are soft. And when I say one day you're here, next day you're gone, Nami Asmawa, he will retire after this season. 11 years. In 2011, he signed a five-year, $60 million contract with Philly. Three Pro Bowls with Oakland Raiders. First team All-Pro 2008-2010. London Fletcher, 17 years in the NFL. Washington Redskins, number 59. Check him out Sunday.
Yeah, man. Great career. You know what I'm saying? London Fletcher. Nnamdi Asmawa, can't believe him. But, you know, he married to Kerry Watson, one of your old threads. So, you know, he pretty cool. He got the scandal brawl. So, I didn't mean to call her brawl, but, you know, he got the scandal, the big pivot scandal, young lady, Kerry Watson. You missed out, L, but you just put your 2 10 toes down, homie.
One day you're here, baby, and the next day you're gone. Man, if I knew, you know when you was a youngin', if I knew now what I knew then.
She wouldn't have known you would have handcuffed her. Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about.
Games, let's just, you know, what are your pick three in the NFC? Let's do this, Ro. Big games. Give us your pick three in the AFC and give me three the games in the NFC. Let's just go important right now because we said it comes down to week 17. So games that aren't important, let's not pick them. Let's talk about these games that, you know, that's really on the marquee. Baltimore, Cincinnati, the Jets, Miami, Cleveland, at Pittsburgh, Kansas City, San Diego, Denver, Oakland, Buffalo, New England, Jacksonville, Indiana. So you tell me, Ro, in the AFC, those tough games.
That you think that's important. Well, you know, the AFC, man, it's always kind of crazy, but you know. But them four that we talked about, they're trying to make it in. Baltimore, Cincinnati is very important. Baltimore knew that. No more world champion. Going to have a new one. And then there's the New York Jets at Miami. Can Miami pull through? Could be some suckers. Is the locker room emotion, is the locker room turmoil over? What we got in Miami? You know what I'm saying? And then there's that Kansas City at San Diego. Kansas City been slipping. Are they going to rest the starters? San Diego going to get a pass to get in? They need help. But if they get in, but we all know San Diego and Phillip Rivers ain't going to do nothing. But it's still a great game to see. You know what I'm saying? Them a pick three in the AFC. You know what I'm saying? In the NFC, man, I got to go with Tampa Bay and New Orleans because I know New Orleans is going to do what they always do at home, but will they slip up? What will happen? You told me a stat last week. In the last 5 years, there's never been a back-to-back winner in the NFC South. So who's going to win it? Will Carolina come up against Atlanta, or will Atlanta show some heart, try to win the last game for Tony Gonzalez, hey, which will be his last game? I know he ain't coming back. Go ahead, everybody. And then, of course, you know, our games, man. Philly at Dallas. Are we going to be some real fuckers?
We gonna beat some suckers, but we gonna tighten up tomorrow. And then your squad, what is Aaron Rodgers gonna do? Can he come back? Is he Superman number two? Woo! I don't know. I just don't know.
Talk to me. Man, listen to this. I'm going to go NFC first. And, yes, our game at Chicago is important. And you know what the G on the helmet stands for? Gangster. You know what the G on the helmet stands for? Gamer. You know what that G on the helmet stands for? Good riddance. Because we about to get rid of the Chicago Bears. We will win. And listen, I always say, when you're on the road and you beat the home team, look at their faces. It's going to be very tough. But we will prevail. He's going to show why he's the best quarterback in the league. Missing 7 weeks. It looked like nothing ever happened. I tell you, streets is talking. Second game, Arizona and San Francisco. I've been rocking. Sean Wright, I know you're in the building. I see your face, but it's at home. Last game of the season. San Francisco is already in. They really don't have anything to play for, but they do. Not so fast, my friend. If they win, Seattle lose, and other provocations happen, they can get home field advantage throughout. And then they'll have a couple more games at Memorial Candlestick. It won't be any dynamite planet yet. Not yet. And, you know, third game, who is Detroit playing?
That's a soccer game. That's Minnesota. What the hell type of pick is that? That ain't up for nothing. They ain't up for no turkey. They ain't up for no prime rib. They ain't playing for a barbecue. Who going to buy the beer after the game? They just showing up to get a check.
You know what game is going to be real interesting, because who knows if the coach is going to be there after Black Monday? Washington at Metropolitan Stadium against the Giants. Who's going to be fired faster? You think Coughlin's going to still be in the building? Uh-uh. It's over with. It's like Andy Reid. We're tired of your voice. You did good. You won us 2 Super Bowls. It's time to get you out of here. And you know Mike Shanahan, man, he already packed up. All he got is an iPad. That's it. But I got the Washington Redskins for London Fletcher going up into New York and popping the Giants. I got to pick that game. These other games, and I told you I had a pick 4, though. I got the Rams going into Seattle, popping them. I got it. What Jay-Z say? F with me, you know I got it. The Holy Grail.
Now, if you get lucky twice, if Seattle lose twice at home in 12th man, I'm definitely taking your ass to Vegas, and we're going to put somebody up, because that just don't even sound right. Come on, man.
What you mean it don't sound right? It's the NFL. Any given Sunday. And the Rams have a pass rush just as good as the Arizona Cardinals. It could be very difficult for Russell Wilson. They peak already. It looks like they're on the downside. The winner of San Francisco 49ers and the Arizona Cardinals will be representing the NFC and the Super Bowl. You know why we won't be there? You want to know why? Like the Beastie Boys say, you want to know why?
Talk to me.
We don't have our Superman, Clay Matthews. And when you don't have a pass rush in NFL, you cannot intimidate great quarterbacks, because there's only one intimidation for a great quarterback, and that's called pressure. You put pressure on those guys, they can't perform. And I'm not talking about pressure to get the ball off or pressure. They've been there before, but I'm just talking about human pressure. They act like they've been in a cold shower. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ask Tom Brady against the Giants. Ask Russell Wilson against the Arizona Cardinals.
Man, look, they ain't going to let four interceptions get away this week without winning. One of them got to go back for a touchdown, at least two pick sixes this week for that Seahawks defense. 12 man. You know how they rock it. Richard Sherman in that backfield are not going to let that go down 2 weeks in a row. I just don't see that happening, man.
I see it. And listen to this. I meant to tell you, too. Jason Garrett, one day you're here, and the next day you're gone. You will be gone, too. Trust me. He's lucky. He better give Tony Romo. I wonder what he got Tony Romo for Christmas. Because with Tony Romo being hurt, they have an out. Now you really can say wait the next year. But if Tony Romo was in uniform and playing and they lose that game on Sunday, Jason would be gone. He would be whacked.
So what happens if they win?
He gets to stay another year. One more. And they can lose their first game in the playoffs. It don't matter. As long as they get there, they just want to be invited to the dance. That's it.
Yeah, but he's out. He had surgery this morning. He ain't coming back. It's all up to Cal Ward, though. Yeah, we'll see what Cal wants. You see if you put mustard on the hot dog this weekend.
Man, I know we've been checking to the asylum. It's hot. Everybody's off work. They checking in. Man, who we got coming in, man?
Let's take it out to the chef. You know how we get down. You know he always ready to get it in when we get it down. So let's take it out and see what the chef got to talk about, because you know he got some pick'em, always ready to do the controversy. Yo, chef, what's the deal, bro?
Chef, man.
What's up?
There he is. What's up, chef? I know you're ready to do your pick three. You know what I mean?
Man, you know it's Friday night, 2 days before that Sunday showdown, week 17. You know what's going on. We ain't even got to sit up here and fake it. The world know what's going on.
Man, do it what we always do on a Fanatic Friday, man. Wait for you guys to call in and, man, do our thing in the booth. Because in the studio, man, you know we got plenty of players in the booth, man. And what we talking about is all these teams of who in trouble. And I know, boy, the AFC squad, I don't know if you remember this. Now you got to give me some credit. I told you in the NFC East that it would come down to week 17, and look what done happened. It's just not the NFC East. There's a whole bunch of divisions out there coming down to week 17. Do you love this time of the year controversy?
Man, this week 17 is what I thrive for, man. You hear me?
And on your pick three, man, don't be picking no upsets like L Boogie, man. Talk, you got to keep it real, man. L Boogie out for us.
Hey, look, man, LB just shot at me, man. Hey, L Boogie, I talked to you earlier or something. Who you know do I know? Because you got a hell of a controversy pick that I know for sure that I was going to pick tonight.
You know, when I saw your Instagram pictures, you know what I mean, shout out to, you know, the chef. He's about to open his restaurant on January 17th. Man. And when I saw that on Instagram, it inspired me, and it made me be on some controversy tonight, man.
Wait, man, St. Louis over the Seattle Seahawks.
I'm with you.
My upset of the week. And I'm going to tell y'all why. Seattle are going to go try to pick the easy way out, underestimate them Rams heads. They got Mark Bulger down there. They got Kurt Warner going to be on the sidelines. You might got Marshall Faulk walking through that, baby. Ozzie Bruce. You might have some legendary players, future Hall of Famer. No, excuse me. Mark Bulger, I'm sorry, but you're not Hall of Famer, dog. You might got three of the Hall of Famers down there, and they acting ignorant. Watch out for them St. Louis Rams, man. Man, they stirred up a lot of controversy. And one thing about it is, it's a lose-lose for them. And when somebody in a lose-lose situation, to a team that got a win-win, whoo, man, street is talking.
Do you have the Cleveland Browns popping the Pittsburgh Steelers? That's off the record. That's not on your pick three. That's just a sidebar. You know, if you're in Pennsylvania and you're from Cleveland, so I just had to throw that in there. That's a sidebar, but we'll get back to that. What's your other two, Chef?
You know, you just upsetting me. You know, I had a nice night going. Like, you really just upsetting me, L Boogie. But hey, it ain't no time for emotions. My second pick 'em of the game, I got the Green Bay Packers, Papa Chicago. We got the AR-15 with that chopper head. He coming in with a bunch of cheese heads, and they're about to destroy everything. I said it 5 weeks ago. Oh, yeah, Chef said it. I said this controversy. Y'all thought I was playing. I wasn't playing. I should have had some under my sleeve. I knew AR was coming back. I talked to the man myself. Listen, AR by the Chicago boys, it's not about to be nice. It's going to shock the world. And listen, man, the teams, man, they're going to be scared of that man. He on a vengeance. And listen, this ain't even no faking. If y'all been watching ESPN all the last 2 days, guess what they be saying? The best NFL quarterback in the league is playing on Sunday. Where do they come with these consumptions at? Huh? Now there's no such thing as a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning. Who is this guy? He's coming in, and he's about to shake up the world off of a broken collarbone injury. Let's watch and see him put his perfection down.
They about to break his other collarbone come Sunday. Chicago, the one that heard it the first time.
Man, listen, man, since you want to talk, I was going to spare your eyes. Since you want to talk nonsense, I was going to spare you. Man, my last pick when the guy, I got the Philadelphia Eagles going in and popping the weak in the Cowboys. And it ain't going to be nice. I was going to spare you tonight, but guess what? You have no
idea.
It's
going to happen.
What?
He went out there with Tony Romo sitting up in booth 99 in the suite. It still ain't going to happen. We going to run about the building.
Man,
somebody ain't scared of this ball.
Listen, man. Cal Orton can't top no horse, so he down for sure he'll go catch no eagle.
Hey, we going to be all right.
Man, how?
We got
next season? When next season?
We got a chance.
When next season, man? That's what we talk about. Is we talk about next season?
Man, we talk about Friday with them stars against the eagles coming down to the world.
Hey, listen, man. You obviously had a hit of what these boys selling on these streets. Man, you smoking dope. Who do you think you talking?
Hey,
you doing something? What you
want
that meth? What you
got that? Look, we go. Hey, like Dwight Howard said, we about to shock the world. That's what you about to say? Come Monday morning.
Listen, man. Hey, look. Hey, T. Rowe, man. Listen, that's all I'm gonna say, man. Cause I ain't about to argue with you tonight. But guess what, though, baby? Listen here. Check this out. If you're looking for a prayer, it's not going to happen on Sunday. You don't need to pray for something else. Hey, listen, the chances of the Dallas Cowboys beating the Philadelphia Eagles is you being a millionaire before Sunday night over with. Is that a chance? Is it a chance?
Yeah, I'm about to go get my ticket tonight then because I'm feeling pretty lucky.
Don't talk my head off. I give you the Vegas number right now, and you put that bet in.
Hey, I'm like you. I'm going for the over.
Let me ask you this, Chef. You got NCAA basketball. I know you follow that a little bit. You got Syracuse and Villanova. You got Louisville, Kentucky. What do you think about the landscape of the college basketball world tomorrow? Because I know you're going to tune in. You like the young guys. I mean, you know, you're from, you know, the hood, so to speak, and Thurgood Marshall, you know, they produce some guys. So when you see these guys out there playing, you know, what do you think about the growth of NCAA basketball right now?
Man, NCAA, listen, man, I'm going to tell y'all this, man. If y'all could actually remember a couple months ago, as Jabari Parker, Andrew Wiggins, you know, all these young talents coming in, they was the most talked about thing. NBA wasn't even a topic of discussion. NFL or college football wasn't either. It was all about Andrew Wiggins. But guess what? He ain't showed me shit. He ain't showed me nothing. Absolutely nothing. You want me to tell you who you remind me of? Man, you know, I'm gonna keep that for March Madness, and I'm gonna tell you all that because then y'all gonna think I'm hating on the boy. He ain't showed me nothing, absolutely nothing. And if he went to the, if he would have went to the NBA, he would have been a bust. What's the one dude that the Cavs picked up back in like 2001? The Designer Drop. That's who he would have been like. Who is he? Listen, man.
Yeah, he better stay in school for a couple more years.
Man, he it better stay off for years because he ain't showing up like he's supposed to. Listen, NCAA, man, I'm telling y'all, man, it's unpredictable. And Dick Vitale, oh, baby, it's unpredictable. March Madness around the corner. Listen, NCAA is unpredictable, man. You got Arizona lead number one. I ain't seen Arizona number one since I've been alive. You got North Carolina lost three games.
You better get it straight. They used to be number one back in the day. They were pretty hot.
Man, I was in 1986, and I don't remember one time as Arizona being number one. Google it.
Yeah, when Sean Elliott was playing back in the day, them boys was hot. They were ranked number one back in the day with Lute Olson. Don't disrespect
I am a San Antonio fan. Once again, I'm going to say this real slowly and clearly. I was born in 1986, August 25th, the same day that Aaliyah died in 2001. What I am telling you is Sean Elliott played 15 seasons in the NBA. He retired when? In 2003. Subtract 15 minus 2003. That's 1988. In 1988, they was not number one. And if they was, who remember them? What type of statistics did they play? Man, listen, man, I'm going to tell y'all a team that I'm so scared of because, man, they got a will to win, and they always find a way to get in there, man. Them Davidson boys. Them boys, man. Give props for props. Man, listen, man, where about your cow? Man, your opinion don't even count tonight. Listen, they all right. Man, all right. Man, like I said, you smoking dope. Listen, NCAA is going to get exciting by the day. It's just like right now, I can't even find a game. It's going to get exciting, man. And I got Villanova popping Syracuse tomorrow, y'all.
Ooh.
Say what y'all want, but that's how I feel. Absolutely.
I like that.
Since we're in the Christmas spirit, the street question of the night before we let you go, Chef, what team and what ball player impressed you most on Christmas Day?
Nick Young impressed me the most out of everybody. Man, Nick Young, man, he was just coming at LeBron. It's like he had something to prove. He was amped. They was in L.A. He was throwing up big shots. It wasn't like he was closing his eyes and shooting the ball. But what I'm going to tell you, though, what teams that impressed me the most this season. Man, this ongoing thing, this conflict with the Clippers and the Warriors, whoo-wee, they serious. And I'm scared of them two teams when they play each other. And listen, somebody definitely going to get kicked out the game. I look forward to every time. I look for elbows, punches, and all that. You got Steven Jackson over. You got Matt Barr. The two don't care. You got Chris Paul. You know he ain't scared of anything. Nothing. Blake Griffin be running. But I'm going to tell y'all, listen, man, I'm going to tell y'all something that I've been watching and I've been studying. And I'm going to tell y'all, like, it's not something out of the ordinary. This team is just so much of a threat. But Ibaka playing at the type of level of which he's been playing at for these last past five games, if he could keep that up, man, San Antonio better watch out. Man.
Better watch out for Portland.
Nobody worry about them, man.
Keep saying what you want to say. They got Pop Jr. over there in San Antonio. I mean, over there in Portland running the show. So you better watch out for them boys.
Man, listen, man. Ain't nobody worry about them, man. Listen, man, look, man. Anything can happen. Man, listen. one thing for sure, two things for certain, man, the West don't always be competitiveness. But when we talk about playoff basketball, playoff time, April and May, it's crunch time. I hope they can keep up the performance. I hope they get a press meet. Damn. You win 70 games in the season. Yes, that's remarkable. But we also seen Dallas win and get knocked off first round. Y'all remember that? 2006.
Why do you have to use my team as an example?
Because I have obviously your team is always the upsets and the letdowns. Man,
hey,
T-Roll, listen, man, I'm a spread.
Wow, man, quit being disrespectful in the street.
That's cool. Hey, listen, man, I love y'all guys. Man, the streets is talking. Y'all got these streets talking. And the thing, listen, man, the thing y'all did on Monday, how that show went, the better down in the asylum, whoo! Hey, D-Mac, I'm still waiting on your phone call, baby. Street.
Chef.
Yes.
Can you please tell the world the address and the opening day of the new restaurant?
Man,
go.
A taste of heaven, y'all. 714 Liberty Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, man. If you're looking for an exquisite taste that you never sit up here and ever touch your soul, come mess with me. My Instagram is @tasteofheaven_. Come check me out. I accept everybody. I love money, and I love pleasing people, man. We the future, organic lifestyle. So I'm going to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends to tell a girlfriend.
Man.
Manage.
Man, with that good food. He said
my
that good
man.
Food for the soul. Chef, holla at you, baby.
Yes, sir.
Man, he got me hungry as a little bit right now. I'm ready to take some crab legs with some, I don't know what, a jalapeno juju sauce on it. That'll be making, you know, you say organic on you, boy. You don't know what that means. That's some good food for y'all. I can't wait. Hurry up, January 17th. I'm ready to eat. It's going to be cold, too. We're going to have some lobster tails or something.
We flying to Pittsburgh and doing the show at the grand opening. The streets is talking. To the chef and to the world, Merry Christmas. The streets is talking, 8 to 10 p.m., Mondays and Fridays. When we come back, we're going to talk a little NBA. We got to holler about the NBA and Christmas Day, and I got something. If I was the GM of the Knicks, what I would do. Man, I'm upset. But I ain't gonna let it upset me. Baby girl, I see you. That's my niece, London. Streets is talking. Let's go, bro.
Everything just right. B said, put it to the left, don't listen to the hype though. Got a cup in your hand, baby sitting, but you ain't got no kiss. We ain't leaving till it ain't no more left. Can't see no time on the roller. Tell you a freak gon' show it. Looking for the after party with a dough at. Dough on the flow like a dough mat. Baby, you know where to throw that. Said, tell me what your name is. I don't really care who you came with. Unless you got a couple friends look like you. My bad if my ex try to fight you. Roll up soon as I roll in. Security better get with the program. Too deep ain't nowhere to stand. So high ain't nowhere to land. You remind me of something missing, missing. You got my full attention, listen. Let go of the tension. If I get a minute, I'll put your bad ass in detention.
Put your panties. I'ma make you feel alright, 'cause I'ma give you what you need, yeah.
Mommy, you remind me of who you remind me.
I don't know what it is.
Mommy,
We grooving. Streets is talking, sports talk show. We back. Week 17, you already know, Fanatic Friday, Freestyle Friday. We did our pick three for the NFL. The Chef, we appreciate you, baby. Keep inspiring us. The NBA. And we still have to talk about a couple big bowls that's coming up and UFC. Because we in the streets. We got two big fights coming up tomorrow. Chris Weidman versus Anderson Silva. And, you know, the ladies, we don't discriminate because we know we tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. We got Ronda Rousey against, you know, man, Miesha Tate. Part two. Both of them are part two. Before we kick NBA, man, who you got, bro? Real fast. Who you got? Now, two big fights tomorrow night.
Somebody going to get knocked out again. I don't know who it's going to be. I hope the white boy ready because he done pissed the beast off. Anderson Silva, we all know he ain't no punk. You know, he tried to, I was watching this little expert on him, and he say, you know, I feel like Muhammad Ali when I'm out there. Yeah, but you didn't move your head quick enough. Muhammad took one like that, you know what I'm saying? But boy, got a game, man, hands up. This a bad battle right here, man, what you win. UFC don't be playing. And, you know, anything goes. You know what I mean? So I know it's going to be another good fight, El Boogie. But I just, you know what? I really hope that the white boy can keep his title. You know what I'm saying? You don't get the belt just to give it back to the dude you beat. You know what I'm saying? You tend to hold on to it for a while. So I really hope the white boy can stand strong and actually put up another good fight and, you know, retain his title. Because you just don't get the belt just to give it back, man. You know what I mean? You're the world champion. You worked hard to get here. So you got to work hard to keep it. Because, you know, from here on out, every fight is a championship fight. You know what I mean? And then for the women, I'm going to pick the upset in this one. I'm going to go with Miesha Tate. Yeah, Ronda Rousey, yeah, she know how to put you in them arm bars real good and real quick. But I'm going to pick Miesha Tate. Yeah, Ronda Rousey won the first fight. First round, arm barter. You know what I'm saying? And she famous for that arm bar. Out of about 9-10 fights, she done arm barred 8 opponents. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like the girl don't know what she's doing. She real cool. Miesha Tate was the women's champ over there in the other organization, the WEC, and then tried to come in and merge with the UFC, and Ronda Rousey, you know, knotted her up and got her out of there in the first round. So we going to see exactly what, you know, what we expecting to see, which is a great fight between, you know, both fights. And, it's a great card. I mean, you can't go wrong with anything. Prelims come on Fox for free. So, man, you know, how can you turn it down? Start your weekend off right.
I think Anderson Silva is going to, you know, get that belt back. Sorry. He's not going to stick his face out this time. Sticking his face out there like he a peacock. What you expect to get hit? What were you thinking? What did, well, you know what my niece told me at Christmas, man?
What she tell you?
Are you kidding me? She's 5 years old. She knows the difference. Do not put your face out there, Anderson. Still, I think he's going to prevail, win the title, get it back, and I think I'm going to go with you with the upset. I got old Miesha, man. I think she's going to do something. Got embarrassed, you know, and females hate to say it, you know what I mean, but they talk a lot. They do more, you know, streets is talking more than anybody. Not me. So I'm going to go with old Miesha right there, but it's going to be great, and we'll have the aftermath on Monday and talk a little bit about that. NBA. Bro, like the questions I asked, you know, the chef, who impressed you the most on Christmas Day, and which team?
I'm going to say the Clippers impressed me the most because it seems like every time I watch a Clippers game, they get into it with somebody. So I guess Doc Rivers then brought a little toughness over to Clipperland because they were soft as buttermilk, boy, if you ask me, a couple years before they got it. You know, so I think that Doc Rivers tried to get them tough. Everybody trying to pick on Blake. Blake not trying to hear it. And like the chef said, they got Matt Barnes. They got your boy. They got Jack over there. You know Jack don't be playing. See, Jack, you know, he ain't trying to hear that neither. He'll go up in the stands. You know, he got your back. You know what I'm saying? That's a Texas song. You know what I mean? And they just trying to really get it together, man. You know, and even though they took a loss to Golden State, I was impressed with Golden State and how they were able to, you know, keep their mental and get away with the victory. It hasn't been too good for the Clippers last couple of days because they lost last night in overtime to Portland. You know what I'm saying? So, like the chef said, man, the West is always competitive, and you're going to have that up until the playoffs start, and then that's when everybody starts dividing themselves between the better of the best. You know what I'm saying? So it's yeah, man, it's very exciting, man. I must say that the other thing that impressed me most on Christmas was how wide open it was. You know, D-Wade throwing alley-oops. You know, LeBron just coming through. The Lakers held in there for as long as they could but just couldn't get over the hump. And I wasn't upset, but I was kind of disappointed in the Lakers, to be honest with you, because I really thought that they played the perfect game to win, and then they just let it slip away, you know what I mean? And it was very exciting to see. Of course, the other games were blowouts, so it wasn't nothing really to see. Taj Gibson, he was dunking. Taj Gibson, keep doing what you're doing, boy. You're going to be in the league for 5-7 more years. Doing what you do, boy, that's pretty exciting too, but it'll blow out, you know what I mean? So that was pretty exciting for me. But like I say, as long as the Clippers keep gelling like this and if they can get the momentum going and become a little tougher, they might be something to reckon with. But watch out for Portland. That Damian Lillard, boy. Woo!
Yeah, streets is talking. I like Lillard, but I don't like Batum. I don't like, you know what I mean, Wes Matthews. I just think that it's the streets is talking, and you know when the pressure is on, booty holes get tight. You gotta be able to put the ball in the hole. You can't play defense. You know, great offense always beat, you know, good defense. There is no way I'm gonna put my money on Portland. Sorry, they don't have that third guy. You know, they have L.A., you know what I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge, MVP candidate. I mean, I might want to say this, bro. This might want to be going into the new year. The MVP chase is real close. You got a lot of guys playing hard right now. But my team did not impress me. We got embarrassed the most on Christmas. And my main man didn't even suit up. Marshmello Anthony, my man, didn't even suit up. Raymond Fat Philly, Paul Growing, and you already was sitting on the bench hurt. That means to tell me you're out of shape, eating Hostess cupcakes that just got back in storage. And was not working out, keeping your body together. You're in the NBA. What are you doing? What are you thinking? Great game last night, you know, double overtime. Atlanta in Cleveland, 127-125. You had Memphis going to Houston, getting knocked. And, I'm impressed with Houston, back-to-back games. You know, on the road, then going home and pulling that off. Like you said, you know, Portland held serve against the Clippers, and San Antonio went into your hometown and won by 9, 116-107.
Man, I swear. And they just let Houston run them over. They didn't want to come to Dallas and do us like that. Boy, I tell you, San Antonio, get your mind right.
And listen to this. Did you see how LeBron James and Dwayne Wade was partying on the court? They thought they were back in high school, throwing alley-oops off the glass, behind the back. That reminded me of Gary Payton and Sean Kemp, man. Just in the game, and you be trying to tell kids fundamentals, fundamentals. That looked great, though.
You can't knock them, man, especially on Christmas Day when you know the world is watching. You got to have excitement. You got to have excitement like that, L Boogie. You know what I mean? Throwing it off the glass. And LeBron didn't even know what he wanted to do. He was just looking like, oh, I'm going to get you with this one. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, Kobe was at the game, and, you know, Kobe just looking out. He just put his head
down. Did you see Kobe's face?
He just shook his head, L Boogie, like, oh, man, what's going on? You know what I mean? Especially because the one that he caught with LeBron cut off the backboard with the left hand, man, that was the one where – that was the second one. So, you know, the first one was already damaged coming down. That was early. Like, the score was 5-2, and he got that one. And then in the mixture of the game, you know, he got the other one. So it was just good to see, man. You know, like I said, poor L.A., they tried. They tried. They tried hard. It was tied at 83 with 4:50 left. And, man, it just went downhill from there. What's up to my mama? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, mama. I see you. Mama Meeks, I see y'all, too. Woo-hoo!
Hey, yo, C's, I know you listening. We both ain't going to make the playoffs. I guess what? We might just hold serve. And I'm not talking about my favorite team. You get on my home team. And listen to this. Kyrie Swerving Irving, I'm starting to question your basketball IQ. You're too much going for self. And you see how you swerving out there? You're too much Uncle Drew. I don't see too many pocket passes as you be proclaiming in the commercials. You're not making guys better. I told you. What did I tell you about Cleveland? It'll suck you dry.
Yeah, not only will it suck you dry, but he got that sucker punch, too. Deion Wade is going to be waiting for him. Give him another couple of games like that. Deion's going to pat him up again.
It's going to be ugly. But, yeah, Bowl Mania, and you got the Sheridan Hall. I'm sorry. You got I'm tripping. You got the Fight Hunger Bowl. You got the Texas Bowl. Syracuse versus Minnesota, row in the Texas Bowl, and you got BYU playing Washington. Who's coaching that game for Washington? An assistant coach? Did they get a new guy in? Be the new guy.
Yeah, because Steve Sarkisian got to be, getting his office right down there at USC. So I don't know who's actually going to be coaching the game. That game is on right now, or actually coming on at the end of the show. And, we'll be able to bring up the stats on that on Monday. You know what I mean? But that Military Bowl was a good one, where Marshall pulled it out over Maryland, man. That was a great game, man. You know what I mean? Tough outing for Maryland and, put an ending on a great season for Marshall as well. So big ups to those who have already played in the bowl games. And, man, like I say, there are many more to come. Man, we still got a lot of games to come tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 4 bowl games tomorrow, too. So, I mean, it's just, an exciting time. So we get a lot of college games to prep up for this Sunday showdown. You know what I mean? It's going down, man. I really can't wait, man. That's why I love this time of the year.
You got 4 bowls coming on tomorrow. The New Era Pinstripe Bowl, Rutgers against Notre Dame. And they're playing at a Yankee Stadium. You got the Belk Bowl, Cincinnati versus North Carolina. And it's very interesting. This bowl, out of all of them, that's going to be played between today and tomorrow, the Russell Athletic Bowl, you got the U. Going up against old Teddy. Jam for me. Teddy Bridgewater from Louisville. It's going to be very interesting. Not only do they play, their basketball team also plays Kentucky.
So it's hot in Louisville. They making money tomorrow. I know you smell the money. And then you got the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl. That team from up north. That's out here in Phoenix, Arizona. That team from up north. I'm from Ohio. I'm from Cleveland. And if I was to say their name, they would be, I couldn't go home. The streets is talking.
Big Blue. Michigan coming down.
They're playing Kansas State. At the crib, we call it the BW3, the Buffalo Wild Wing Bowl. I can't wait till my guys play. That's the only bowl I'm worried about, the BCS National Championship game. That's all I'm worried about, Ro. But that Miami Louisville game, very interesting. It's going to be very interesting, Ro. You know why? Because it's just the U.
Yeah, going against Louisville. I want to really see, you know, if Teddy Bridgewater can hold up his NFL draft stock, because there was a lot of talk about this guy at the beginning of the season, and you really haven't heard too much of the guy since, you know, he lost a game, you know, at the beginning of the year. And since he's been on the back burner, when I look at Mel Kiper and, you know, those guys' report, they still got this guy as the number one quarterback coming out. But we'll see. See what the U defense going, what kind of pressure they're going to put on you, Teddy. If you can stand strong, we'll see what your NFL draft stock going to do. Is it going to go up? Is it going to rise? Or are you going to fall flat? So I need to see what you got. And you're going to be on primetime again. They had you on primetime a whole bunch this year. And we're going to see. And did you see how the Heisman finalist, Jordan Lynch, man, in Northern Illinois, got run down by Utah State last night, man, in the Poinsettia Bowl? You know, Coach Scott went down there to the game. They had a couple of players from Utah State playing from Chandler High School. And, boy, let me tell you, Utah State was pretty impressive. Shut down old Jordan Lynch, too. How was your Heisman finalist getting shut down like that? Man. So you would tell me if he would won, he lost that game. Man, that don't even make sense. That's why Famous Jameis won that award. What call?
And listen to this, Roy, as we keep speaking on the college football scene, your boy, Jadeveon Clowney, you big dummy, your second speed ticket. The first one was you doing 85 miles an hour in the 55. This one, 110 miles an hour in the 70. Are you kidding me? I gotta get my niece's voice on the show, man. We gotta use that, man. Are you kidding me? Bro, has his stock dropped?
I don't know if it's dropped, but if it don't, somebody crazy. That's like picking up Arthur Smith. I mean, no disrespect, but I mean, you don't know what you're getting in these guys. How do you get pulled over and you got all this money and you? People drive for you. You got homies that'll do anything for you. They'll drive you wherever you want to go. But come on, man. You're going to pick up a dude. And look, he got the second speed ticket on the way to the airport so that he can go to the bowl game. That's crazy. And they still let him go to the bowl game. That's crazy.
So you mean to tell me that my man, Pharaoh Brown from Cleveland, Ohio, one of the guys that I coach, he plays for Oregon, because he threw snow on a faculty member in a snowball fight, he cannot play in a bowl game, and Jadeveon Clowney can still play in his bowl game. He has two speeding tickets. Man, the streets is talking, man.
SEC, Pac-12. Yeah, that's the difference. SEC, Pac-12. Do I need to say anything else?
Yeah, you can say one more thing. Jadeveon Clowney, that's what you say. He's not him. He's all right, but he's not real.
L Boogie, I know you smell the money.
You see it, man. It's a miracle. I mean, if you don't see it, even Ray Charles can feel it. Remember in the movie Paid in Full when he said, even Ray Charles can smell that. Man, when we come back, we got some entertainment news, you know, with a twist of hip-hop. So we got some entertainment news we're going to talk about. And you know, it's always Freestyle Friday. And we're going to turn it to the street officials. You already know. Let's go, Ro.
I blow it fast, so you know I got a stuntin'. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stuntin'. She got me caught up in the moment. She got me caught up in the moment.
While laid out,
I only kiss her when she on it.
Remix.
White Ferrari, and she got me doing donuts.
Be like, why? My stroke game be on point, yeah. Started losing her mind. Her composure, most of her voice. And she say she hate the word moist. But she can't escape from that vibe. You can play fight with that cat. Me a killer pussy 9 times. I slow it down, let me slow it down. Ever since I hit that, look at that shit. I got you poking now. Numbers we ain't throwing now. Not me, no way, no how. Cause you know them screenshot bros always gonna run they mouth. Okay, I'm far too drunk, I'm not driving. You know old bars on fire. Little green and white in my pocket. So the song is now back, I'm Nara. Caught up in the wrong timing. Yeah, Jacob made my medallion. Just post up, but don't coach much. But I love stadium talent.
In the face picture, all the right colors. I let you count my money. Don't think that you own me. Keep my bag of money. You're my bag of honey. I be in your trap. Why you yelling, fuck me? I be on some other shit. Maybach go up in his bed.
Tell you about the mother niggas. They be lying about they figures. I'm about it, I pull the trigger.
Y'all be so lame. We killing the game. I dance in the bank. We so mafioso. You ain't never know though. Never gon' know so. No, never, no, 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 no.
My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt.
My bitch amazed. Showstopper. Work at the titty club. But pussy pop. Top drop, white on white, see 45. I burned her up from 5 o'clock until 6:45. Missed 60 minutes, Mr. Chanel and Fendi. I hit her in the Porsche and burned her up in new Infinity. Presidential Rolex, JFK, she Mrs. Kennedy. Rose gold, hills of hers, diamonds and fur. Woman, none swag. One-on-one bag, look like a duffel bag of money. She be young bag, and I'm the young swag. Young thug, nigga, drug dealer, MMG affiliated, plug, nigga. That 50K on that fake check, 20 bands on that Birkin bag, 1200 on that dinner day, we eat off the floor. French for flout, put you on that next level shit. World is
loud. Got my top cap, top back. Shorty, you can come outside. We can ride, driving 88. You know how we drive. You just want somebody that's consistent and that will provide. I'm just trying to live in your division when your legs divide. Take you high. You say your man don't appreciate you. He can learn to be more grateful for somebody that's been faithful. And daddy try and play you. You know trying Stevie J you. I just want to make you rain like we in the month of April. And we hella young. Have some fun and never be on dummy. Got a good sense of humor, but you can't be acting funny. And you will get ate for dinner, but I'm hungry for some money. Every time I go and get it, then I let you count it for me. Yeah.
My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. Hold up.
I'm looking like a money bag. That's why these niggas want me bad. Cause I'm so fucking special. Diamonds and precious metals. Giuseppe Stilettos. I'm the queen of the ghetto. Trina, stay winning. I keep these niggas spinning. I'm looking for a boss. Let me be your lieutenant. Let me be your masseuse. Fire head in the coupe. Menage in the suite. Well, you know I'm the truth. Stay stuntin', looking like a bag of honey. You know lil' mama run it. I keep that money coming. He bring that money home. He let me count it for him. Now I'm married to the mob and I'm riding for him.
My bitch mad cause I'd rather get that money. I give her this dick, she say that dick better than money. I say, can I get some head? She say, let me get my scrunchie. Serve her like a country, got that dope dick, she a junkie. She say, don't you, this your pussy. I say, tell me anything, then I suck her nipple ring. Eat that pussy, Listerine. She coming, I make sure my bitch bad, she'll take yours. And she do tricks on that dick like a skateboard.
Maybach riders, gold chain buyers, gold wing Celine's, your bitch say I'm the flyer. Take me 5,000, go y'all, spent that in about an hour. And my bitch like Balmain, ball hard till I get the callus. Shout out, I ain't got no stylist. Shout out to you niggas, keep trying. Bag of money, I eat the money like I eat the pussy. King gold chains, they follow me. Presidential car, presidential suite, seat bad and all. Model tight, but I like me a big booty. One time for them 9 to 5, one time for them stripper dimes, one time for them college girls, one time for those can't decide. I love them all, I take them all, she doing bad, I break her off. I'm T-Broad, don't need y'all, everything I do so well done.
My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. My chick bad, looking like a bag of honey. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt. I blow it fast, so you know I got a stunt.
Push the drop, let her ride shotty. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of Molly. Hit crib, make a pono. My dimes flash like photo. 500 on my auto, and I bought it out for Carno. Shorty know exactly who the realest is. Murder that, leave no witnesses.
Woo! We back in the asylum. A bag of money, it's all about the money. And that's what it's all about. Because you know what they do for the money, bro. You already know. Week 17. Who is hot this weekend? And they're giving it to us on the year end. And listen to this. Monday, we're going to have a year end show. Our last show before going into 2014. It's going to be frenzy. It's going to be frenzy. NBA, Christmas, who impressed you the most as a team and as a player? We got bowl games coming up. Who going to be going fishing after Sunday? Before we get to another caller, man, let's go to my people, my baby cousin down in Cleveland, Ohio. Like I said, from here on out, on Fridays, we're going to have the entertainment news because it's Freestyle Friday. Yo, cousin, you out there with me, man? Can you hear me? No doubt, no doubt. Man, get it. Let the world know, man. What we got going on in the entertainment news, man? Talk to me.
Well, Jay-Z is currently on the new issue of the XXL magazine, and they're celebrating 40 years of hip-hop from 1973 to 2013. So if y'all see that on the stands, please check it up. It is a good read. And speaking of Jay-Z, he is nominated for 8 Grammys, and he has the most nominations of any artist this year. So that's very good for hip-hop and a black artist and a rapper to get most nominations more than any other artist. You can check out the Grammys when they air February 2014. The director of Booty Call and Above the Rim was found dead in California Monday morning. They are doing an investigation on the death. The cause of his death is currently, right now, is unknown. Paul Walker, the star of Fast and the Furious, who passed away November, they currently pushed Fast and the Furious back to April 10th, 2015, so they can revamp the story since the biggest star of the film is no longer with them. SWV, the 90s platinum-selling female group, will currently have their own reality show on WeTV coming early 2014. The number one movie in the country for the second week in a row is Hobbit, while Anchorman 2 is coming in the second movie, second spot. Miley Cyrus, again, according to the Associated Press, she is the pop culture queen of 2013. Beyonce is the most searched celebrity on the internet of 2013, and she currently has the number one album for the second week in a row, reaching platinum status, selling a million copies in 2 weeks. There you go, the Entertainment Report with Brandon Carter.
Hold on, B. Hold on. It's your boy, T-Row, B. Well, I thank you for blessing us on the show, man, but hold on. You say Jay-Z is nominated for 8 nominations, and then Beyonce is number one for the second week in a row with her new album. Come on, man. Now, why you hit me like, will you double me up? Come on, B.
I mean, they're the best. I love this couple. They're the best. You can't get better than that. They're still currently the richest couple in music, over $1 billion. Hip-hop's first billionaire couple. So you can't top the king and the queen right now.
And listen to this, B. Not only is he doing that, he just signed Robinson Cano, one of his clients with the sports management deal, to one of the biggest contracts in baseball, and he has Kevin Durant also in the basketball world. Are you kidding me?
Money, he's winning in life. He's just winning in everything. And speaking of basketball, shout out to Dwayne Wade, who proposed to his girlfriend Gabrielle Union over the weekend. The couple has been together since 2009, and they got married. He proposed to her over Christmas. They both announced it on their Instagram pages a couple of days ago. So shout out to that beautiful couple. And him finally putting the ring on
money. That's another money making couple right there too. What is going on?
I don't know. Yes.
B. Tell the world how they can get in touch with you on the Instagram and Twitter and your show.
Brandon Carter 211 on Instagram. We have one Brandon Carter on Twitter, Brandon Carter on Facebook. And Know That Radio is Monday, Tuesdays, and Fridays, Eastern Time, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can go to NorthCoastUnderground.com to listen to us or download the TuneIn Radio app. And click on bnr.com on the alternative section. You can hear us Monday, Tuesdays, Fridays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you, cousin. And once again, we love you. And keep doing what you're doing, man. And always, you know, keep your ear to the street for us on that entertainment news. And we'll talk to you again in Asylum on Friday.
I most definitely will. I got you, cuz. Y'all stay good.
No doubt. And remember this, cousin.
Yes.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends, which I know you'll do.
Yes, I will. I definitely will.
No doubt, no doubt. There you have it, the entertainment news of the night.
Boy, you got to love it with B covered the stat. Boy, that news right there, man. I'm mind-boggled, L Boogie. Come on, man. How can you... Man, that's the tightest couple, you know what I mean? Jay-Z and Beyonce. I mean, Blue ain't got to worry about nothing. And that's the baby, if y'all didn't know who Blue was.
Blue told me to get your niggas.
8 Grammys? 8? Well, I mean, I only got one album.
And remember this. He also, listen to this, bro. He also has his hands in with Meek Mill, Wale, and Rihanna. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's stupid bread. That's just stupid bread.
But you know what time it is, bro. It's time to turn it to the street officials, man. As usual, it's Friday.
You know how we get down, man. Wouldn't want to have it no other way. You know what I'm saying? It's Fanatic Friday. Got our brother from the sports officials on the line. Coach, the man with the whistle. Hey, yo, big
sweet,
brother.
Sweet.
Nick. You
sweet,
blowing
sweet.
The whistle on somebody?
Sweet, sweet.
You trapping.
Hey, man, let me tell y'all, man. Ro, I know you're the producer, man. I know you've been seeing my number go in and out, in and out, in and out. You know, but that's because, man, I was at Longhorns with the family. You know, and I'm trying to listen on the slide. I'm listening.
Yeah.
And it's time to eat. I got to put the phone up. You know what I'm saying? And I get the text
right.
In the air, like, what's up, cuz? You're coming in. You're hollering what's going on. I got it, man. You know, I got you. Most of the time, man, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I pull up here on the laptop, and me and my boys, man, my little 9-year-old, 11-year-old, you know, they listen to the show. And we listen, man. I don't normally call in for after because I don't want to bother you on the board. I know how that board can be. All the numbers popping up and everything. So I get it. You know, I understand it. But I want to tell you something, man. My nieces are listening to the show. And I got my nieces, man, 16-year-old, 17-year-old nieces. And they heard the entertainment report. So they asked me, like, Uncle T, how come you don't do the entertainment report? You know what's going on in the streets. So y'all then made me have to pull them in, like, okay, we'll see what we can do and pull y'all into the show and make it happen. But the one y'all just had, man, shout out to your boy, man, that just did the entertainment report, man. Man, I'm loving that, man, because the news that he just gave just made me jot down some notes, man, like D-Wade and Gabrielle Union. Man, I wouldn't touch that trick with a 10-foot pole. Man, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Man, she is a straight-up slut and a straight-up home wrecker, if you ask me, because she was touching on D-Wade before he even had a divorce, man. She the one who got him wearing them damn capris. She the one who got him wearing them capris, man. He better watch himself. You know what I'm saying? Somebody gonna touch that booty. If they didn't out there in L.A., he better be careful. He better be careful. You know what I'm saying? But, hey. That's all alleged, you know what I'm saying? Nobody said that on the sports officials. Nobody said that on the streets of talking. That's all alleged. Okay, now, Jay-Z, you know, I heard him talking about Jay-Z. Jay-Z is real, man. And he made me, when he said Jay-Z, man, I thought about it because last night I watched with my oldest son, we watched the R. Kelly concert out in Oakland. We watched it on TV last
yes.
night. And I got to thinking, man, when he said Jay-Z, I said, man, damn. Who was my top three concert performers who I seen live in person? Now, the only one who I ain't seen live in person who I regret, I ain't never seen Michael Jackson in concert, man. That ticket was too high for my mama, so I ain't never seen him. You know what I'm saying? But my top three real quick is Jay-Z, man, number three. He's the only rapper I know that don't scream when he's doing his songs, you know what I'm saying, in concert. Have y'all seen Jay-Z in concert? I'm sure y'all have.
Yes,
have y'all
I have.
Seen him in concert?
Yes.
Yes,
three times.
I
do not. Jigga ain't got 30 million niggas on, excuse me. He ain't got 30 million ninjas, you know what I'm saying, on stage hollering, jumping around while he's going. You know what I'm saying? He'll cut the music and get the flow in acapella. You know what I'm saying? So that's number three, man. And he the only rapper in my top three. Because number two is R. Kelly. Have y'all been to an R. Kelly concert before?
Yeah,
I have.
Kells got a catalog longer than a Texas mile. Man, you hear like the first 20 minutes, you think you heard everything he got, and then he'll just turn around and come back with something else that you just forgot about. Man, I'm telling you, man, Kells, he gets the ladies hot. But nobody gets the ladies hotter than Prince. That's my number one dude, man. I sat three rows up from a Prince concert, man.
Oh.
You know, and Scorekeeper can tell you about this. You know what I'm saying? He was roommates. He wasn't roommates, but he had a chick who had a roommate, and her roommate was digging me, and she was from South Carolina. She was a country bunk, and that's neither here nor there. Hope my wife don't hear
right.
me talking about this right now. You know what I'm saying? But, Steve, man, I seen panties from big women, small women, tall women, short women, Asians, Mexicans, ninjas, white, Indians, transsexuals. I've seen panties from everywhere thrown into this cat, man. I'm looking at him like, this ninja is like 5'1" with a perm and some boots, and he's just playing the guitar. And I always love, don't get me wrong, man, I'm an 80s child. And Chef, I'm going to touch on you, Chef, because I heard you say you was born in 86. But in 86, I was one of them dudes who was torn between Mike and Prince. You know what I'm saying? And Prince, that sold it for me right there. He was dude. I ain't never seen
man.
Nobody get panties like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen that, man. So that right there, man, just taught me off. And the last thing on the entertainment report, the director that died, man, from Booty Call and the Bug and Realm, Above the Rim is a cult classic. You know, we all love the Birdman. You know, we all love Tupac, the role he played. You know, everything. Everybody played in there. But when he said Booty Call, and I didn't know he was the dude who made Booty Call, somebody should have killed his ass. That's a Booty Call, because that was a horrible movie. You know, I ain't going to lie to you. But that's neither here nor there. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Browns fan, Packers fan like you, Boogie, AR-12, you're coming back. You know, I heard you talk about the big payback with James Brown. When I heard you singing that, I had another payback that I was thinking about. I was thinking about Pac. You know what I'm saying? When he was like, payback. I know you inching it from way back.
Way back.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about. He going to get them
no
there, dog. He going to get them with a running game. And don't let Randall Cobb come out when it's time for the playoffs. We're about to make that run again. You know what I'm saying? Cheesehead. That's what I know. You know what I'm saying? Packer backer. That's what they call me. Chef, born in August of 86. I can't believe that when I heard him say that, man, because, you know, he got so much knowledge. He speaks so much venom. You know what I'm saying? When he come on, man, I'll be fired up, man. I'll be ready to run through a wall when I hear Chef talk, man. You know what I'm saying? But he was born in August of 86. Man, I was breakdancing in 86. You know what I'm saying? With the car board and everything. By 86, man, I didn't smoke my first J. I drunk my first quarter 8-ball. And for all y'all, you know, we were drinking quarts before we were drinking 40s. We were drinking quarts first. I drunk my first quart. I drunk my first orange juice.
Fifth of Rose.
20, you know what I'm saying? My fifth of Rose. I didn't sit the night train. I didn't shout out my first Nutty Buddy by then. Chef, I can't believe he's born in 86, man. But on your question of the night, man, I agree with him. Who impressed me the most on Christmas was Nick Young. You know what I'm saying? From Cali. He reminded me of when A.I. went at Jordan that year. Remember how A.I. went at Jordan that year? Everybody remember that A.I. crossed Jordan over, backed up, crossed him again, and hit the jump shot.
Right.
You know, that's out there. But nobody talked about how Jordan hit 45 on him and won the game. They just talked about how A.I. went at him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the same thing with Nick Young, man. Nick Young had no fear at all. If the Lakers were smart, you know what I'm saying? They invested in that young man right there, man. And the same thing, speaking of Chef, the same thing with the Clips and Golden State. That was the game of the year to me because that took me back to the Bulls and the Knicks or the Bulls and the Pistons or the Knicks
right.
and the Pistons. But you know why? You know it's the common denominator and all that? The coaches. Doc Rivers and Mark Jackson. You know what I'm saying? They were in their wars right there. And you as a basketball player, both of y'all as basketball players, you know the team take on the identity of the coach. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what those two dudes did, man. Teddy Pendergrass, he playing the U. You know what I'm saying? He got down on Florida. He's from Miami, Florida, man. We know how it go. But, he, you know, Teddy soft booty, man. You know, he a mama's boy, man. And I'm not going to get into that, man, but it is what it is. Have y'all seen Johnny Manziel on Twitter? Y'all heard about the Twitter pics?
Nah, what's
Anybody?
Up?
Y'all know Johnny Manziel down here in the A, right? You know he's playing that Chick-fil-A bowl. Johnny Manziel is sending the Twitter pics with the honeys. And I ain't talking about the Caucasian ones. I'm talking about the black girls.
He got the Southern Belle.
Man, the Southern Belle going to give him hell. That's what he got right there, man. Hey, and Ro, I'm going to tell you, man. Man, you know how I do. No, they ain't going to suck. Hold on. Let me. I know this is a family show. But they're going to take the first shot that they can. And they ain't taking it up top. They trying to make that money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They trying to get one. You know what I'm saying? They trying to get that
money. I know you smell the money.
They don't smell the money. They taste the money. You know what I'm saying? Ro, but I'm going to tell you, man. I'm going to tell you, Ro, with Romo going down like that, man, it opened my eyes about something. You know what I'm saying? And I told folks, you know what I'm saying, on our show on the Sports Officials, and I'm going to give you a shameless plug every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., but I done told y'all that the Texans was looking at him. But now I start looking at it, with Romo and his back surgery, Don't nobody in Texas love money more than Jerry Jones.
Right.
So who can Jerry Jones put in Jerry Stadium to fill those seats? Who can he put in there, Ro?
Yeah. You know.
Yes, sir.
They can put the man in there. And
yes,
you know,
sir.
all money speak with all money. So, you know,
yes,
Johnny Manziel kind of got that all money. And,
yes,
you know,
sir.
Jerry Jones got that all money. So, you know,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Man, that's,
I know,
man,
what you mean.
That's something to think about, man. And folks better think about that, man, because that's deeper than Atlantis right there, man, because that's all money,
and
love,
let me,
all money. Go ahead, brother.
And let me ask you this, just talking about money and getting off of that, and T-Nick, you know, you in the street, and it's Christmas time, and a new pair of Jordans just came out. And if you saw CNN and you saw how they were going crazy fighting in the lines and trying to storm Bun Rush stores for a pair of Jordans,
mm-mm.
And you, like you just said, it's a family show, and we keep it in the streets.
Mm-mm.
What's your perspective on where our mind is and where we're going with this, and why you don't think Jordan, as he see this, kids are still getting killed? And we talk about 86. That was the first year a pair of Michael Jordans came out. And they're still getting killed, and they're still getting bamboozled for a pair of Jordans. What is going on? Why can't he lower the prices? He's a billionaire.
He ain't
gonna
lower the
prices.
You see what's going on? He's not going to lower the prices. That's Nike. You know what? I'm going to tell you, though. I'm going to tell you, Boogie. He did lower the prices. You know what those shoes are called? Jumpman 23. So your Chris Pauls, your Carmelo Anthony's, you know, whoever else he got on that line of Jumpman, that's him lowering the price. This is Nike. You know what I'm saying? This is Nike. You know what this got to do with? This has got to do with me, you, Ro, everybody else who was born back in the 70s, came up in the 84, 85 era. You know what I'm saying?
We kept
these shoes in the 90s. This got to do with us because we wear these shoes. We do. You know what I'm saying? We do. So what our kids see, they see that what we wear, so that's what they want. So think about it, y'all. Think about it for a second. When we was teenagers, those was the first $100 pair of tennis shoes. Those was. Now all of a sudden, those are the first $250 pair of tennis shoes. You know what I'm saying? That's what that is. So not only did they pimp us, now they're trying to pimp our kids. So now they got these cats fighting their malls and everything. That's Nike, man. Nike want that bread. They want that money. They don't care nothing about you, me, our kids, their kids, and whoever else is going out there fight for these shoes, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something right quick. I got a manager who work at Champs. You know what I'm saying? He work at Champs, and he showed me the Air Jordan, I think they fives. You know what I'm saying? Because those are my favorite ones. I got a blue and white pair. I got a black pair. He showed me a pair of black and blue ones that's coming out. I said, damn, I ain't never seen them. He said, yeah, we only going to get 20 pair in the store. I said, 20 pair? 20? You know what I'm saying? That's where it comes from. How in the hell are you only going to ship 20 pairs to a store when you got 120 people in line to buy those shoes? So that means the first 20 walk out, the next 100 are going to try to rush it. You see what I'm saying? That's the setup. You know what I'm saying? That's the setup. It's supply and demand. We learned about that in economics in eighth grade. Supply and demand.
Street.
You know what I'm saying?
We learned that in the street.
You know what it's called? Small set of supply, big demand, high prices. We already know about that right there. You know what I'm saying? So,
ask Reggie,
man,
Cush.
Cush Bush ain't nothing new. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing new. If I got that ooh-wee, if I got the ooh-wee, and I'm coming to you, roll with the ooh-wee, and you going to holler at Boogie next door who got that mid-grade, he only got a C-grade, but I got that ooh-wee, man, I'm driving my price up, man. You're going to knock on my door anyway. You ain't your homies. You know what I'm saying? That's the same thing Nike doing to us. It's the same thing. Ain't nothing new, man. We all know what it is, man. The boy Clowney, before I close out, the boy Clowney, I think he's trying to draft his draft stock down with these speeding tickets. He ain't no bad kid, guys. Don't get me wrong. Because if he was, he'd be stealing something, smoking something, getting caught with something, running up to some broads or something like that. He's speeding, he's getting speeding tickets. I mean, but, you know, drive your draft stock down. Same thing happened to Warren Sapp. He supposedly failed a drug test. Same thing happened to Randy Moss. He supposedly failed a drug test. Drive your draft stock down and these NFL teams, they get the product off of it. Just like Nike doing what we're talking about with the Jordans. You know, same thing. You know, but I don't want to harp on that, man. Hey, Boogie, I'm going to tell you something, man. I got a coworker, man. He's a big-time FSU fan. Got no problem with him. Matter of fact, I got two of them. You know what I'm saying? So we get to talking about FSU in Miami. So he getting talking about we going to the title game, this, that, and the other. And I'm hitting him with the champ. No means no. You know, I'm hitting him with that. You know, so I was like, you know what? I said, you know what? Let's talk about the big three. Let's talk about baseball, basketball, and football. What you got coming out of there? I said, because me personally, I got Rick Barry coming out there at hoops. I got A.Y. on the diamond. Take your pick on football field. Ray Lewis, Warren Sapp, Michael Irvin. I know Deion Sanders come out of there. But after that, y'all ain't got nothing but Bobby Surtur. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let you do your homework on that, Boogie. I'm going to let you do your homework on that, what you got. You know what I'm saying? Then we're going to holler. Last but not least, man, I love y'all. I love the show. I love the callers. And I got one thing to ask y'all. You ain't got to give me no answer on air. You ain't got to give it to me. But 2014 is coming in. That's going to be the Sports Officials' one-year anniversary in February. It's going to be the Streets of Talking one-year anniversary. What month did you guys start? Was it March, April? What was it?
February.
What was it?
February 18th.
February. So both of our anniversaries are in February. All I want to ask is this. In January 2014, the first Friday, I just want to do a Street Official show right here, right now, on the first Friday. And then on the first Sunday, I want to do a Street Official show with the Sports Officials, with the Streets of Talking.
No doubt.
Both of them. Let both of our callers call in the both shows. Both of our callers. If y'all make the choice, you can say, hell no, T. We got our own show, Nick. We can see you on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? I'm all good. I'm still going to listen to you. But I feel like we so much family, man, with the hosts, with the callers, with the producers, with everybody, man, that's listening to us on the World Wide Web. Man, I just know we can take this thing over, man. You know what I'm saying? And between Chef and D-Mac, you know what I'm saying, the Big Intellect, whoever else we got calling, I can't think of everybody right now because I'm off that tequila Corona right now, so I can't think of everybody right now. But everybody that called in, man, I know Big Al. Can't forget Big Al.
Oh, man.
Everybody else that called in, man, we can get it in. And I just want that first Friday, that first Sunday, to be the Street Officials on both shows. We can talk about it afterwards because, T-Row, I got that 602-299 number, bro. I can call you just like I talked to L. Boogie, cuz. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the Streets is talking. I know I'm overtime. I went way overtime. I appreciate y'all letting me talk, man. I love y'all to death. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. If you can't drive, please walk. Don't get that DUI. Call a cab, man. Everybody out there listening, don't get that DUI, man. It ain't worth it, cuz. That's all I'm saying. Love y'all to death, homie.
No doubt. Man, when we come back from the commercial, you already know it's Freestyle Friday, man. Shout out to my man, Ed Powers, man. You know, to my nephew, Xavier Powers, man. Good game. But you know, old CCC had to come through. Sorry, nephew. Shout out to Uncle Joe. I see you down there, Let's go.
I jumped off the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm pissed up.
These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to make a better thing than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't let them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns in my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I
flowers fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Observe, I just left a gang of those over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E-N-E, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your side. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice, would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side
Era. G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass, whoa, and the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we bring melody. G-Funk,
where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm. If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangsta twist. Like I smoke, then you high like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will wake you late.
We back in the asylum. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. You know what time it is of the show. It's Freestyle Friday. Oh, it's amazing. And if you didn't get it, you better go get it, man. That's Soul Tape 3, man, by Fabulous. It's, man, it's called. You got to go get it. And if you ain't go get it, man, get at us. I can't tell you the website. Just call the show, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Whatever, man, let's go, bro. You ready for me, bro?
Man, you know we stay ready, Big Pimpin. I was just waiting. You ain't see the green light flashing. The green light been flashing. Waiting on you, baby. Waiting on you. Let's get it.
Man. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. What they gonna say? Man, I wish I had 8 nominations like Jay. I'll be sitting on top of the world saying what's up to Beyonce. She'll be coming with your boy Boo Meeks, and I said that in the street. Sorry, man. It's me, Algue. I don't even know how to pronounce your name, but I had your girl first. We're going to keep that in the street, man, and I ain't going to say a curse because my little niece, she listening to the show. Man, she helped me cut my bald head before I had to go. Oh, man, I just started something. I can't even stop. This is a street sports show with a little twist of hip-hop. This is my last call before alcohol, because when we done with the show, we going to go bounce that ball. And you don't even know what that ball is. That's a couple bras on the toilet. I ain't talking about that other shit. Man, let me stop and let me quit. Hey, yo, Skeeter Mo, I see you in the asylum. We going to come through with the Pirates. I'm robbing everybody for the ends of 14, and when I get finished, cash rules everything around me. That's cream, that's ends. I don't understand the G. That's gangster rap for guys listening to L Boogie. Man, I'm done, man.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about, baby. Had to bring it.
Talking about it, if you were like Jay and had 8 Grammy nominations. I feel you, big baby. Well, you know, before we get out of here, man, we got to take it down south. So let's go and take it down south real quick, man, and see what's getting old Jiggy Jaws in the third. Talking about, you know what I mean? It's a good Fanatic Friday, man, you know? Great show, man. Yo, see you tomorrow. Where you at, baby?
Already what it do, man.
Oh, man, the streets is listening. Not only listening, they talking. You know what I mean? L Boogie in the building, boy, studio guest full. You know what I mean? Whenever you ready, Skeeter Mo, shut us down.
Already, man. One more time for your mind, man. Skeeter Mo Johnson, Jenkins Jr. the third, you heard? All right. All I talk about is all I know. I'm from them city streets where everybody cut throat. Them streets is talking and it's do or die. Coming up short with the money is a suicide. The money talks for me, I don't need to speak. Medusa on my body, got gold on my teeth. Got Kush in the sweet and J's on my feet. A little bit of drink will make the rest of my day complete. Don't want to kill them dead, but I will, though. Niggas need to stop playing like a dildo. For real, Mo, cooler than a glacier. I got guns and I'm shooting like a pacer. Man, I'm out here.
That's what's up, man. That's what I'm talking about. Shoot them like a pacer. Skeet them all. We appreciate you blessing us with the bars. You know what I mean?
Already, man. Woo! One little max effect, man.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. Happy holidays. I know we're going to hear from you on Monday, man, and we're going to have a New Year roundup. So be checking us out on Monday.
Already, man. One love, man.
Much love. Yeah, buddy. You know what it is. That was Skeeter Mo Jiggy Johnson, third, straight from North Park, 5,000 block rapper. You know what I mean? Hey, L Boogie, before we get out of here, man, big shout out to you, man. Big shout out to the studio guests, Ricochet, Ray. You know, we had Tex the Barber. We had Six Goose Blues up in here, Rue. You know, we got everybody up in the studio, man. It's going down. Big shout out to everybody checking us out on the web. You know, y'all keep us rolling. Street Officials, T-Nick, man, where to drop dives, baby? That boy be doing them no-looks, L Boogie, you know what I mean? Chef, always keeping it controversial. Wouldn't have a show without Chef, man. Boy, he be on my team. That's why my team going to win. I don't know about that, but we're going to see. I have to roll with him. You know what I mean? Big shout out to the wifey. Mama me, you know, hope you enjoyed the sunshine. Hope you ain't got to go back to the cold too soon. Pook in London, what's up with y'all down there? Yeah, it's going down. L Boogie, much love to you, man. Joel, hey, your man, we got to do the New Year's thing. Got pop bottle. Yeah, I know he's going to be pop bottle. You know what's going down. L Boogie, man, tight show, man. And I holler at you, man. You know how we get down.
I couldn't have said it better myself, man. Shout out to, you know what I mean, Cookie Meeks, man, down there, Tucson with Poop, London, my kids, man, Steph, you know what I mean, D-Wig, oh, man, Playboy Young, and I see you in my pretty face, man, they back at the spot, man, you know what I mean? So shout out to them, Huff Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, the good, Thurgood Marshall, man. That's where Heisman Trophy and NBA and all that come out of. And T-Nick! You talk about Bob Sura, you forgot about Sam Cassell, man. You played right along next to him. Come on, man. Derrick Brooks, Charlie Ward, may I continue? We don't want to talk baseball. That's what we're known for. You tell me. I'm not even going to go there. Tell me your last Heisman Trophy winner, and I'll tell you mine. Streets is talking, man. See you Monday.
That was so damn dirty. T-Nick, hey, we gonna get at you Sunday. Oh, that was cutthroat. That was below the belt. He's so disrespectful.
No doubt. Talk to you Sunday, big bruh. Man, Merry Christmas to everybody. And we'll see you, you know what I mean, on Monday. Year in review. I got a question for you, but I'm not going to tell it to you till Monday. Oh, let's go, man. All the people in the studio, all the callers, we thank you for that gift on Christmas. Streets is talking. Let's get out of here, Ro.
never come to the top. I don't speak pig lack. I turned the pen into a motherfucking Jen Jack. Tell the bitches that be hatin', I ain't got no worries. I just wanna hit and run like I ain't got insurance. Ho, what's your name, what's your sign? Zodiac killer. All rats gotta die, even Master Splinter. Yeah, murder 187. I be killing them bitches, I hope all dogs go to heaven. And I got Xanax, Percocet, Promethazine with codeine. Call me Mr. Sandman, I'm selling all these hoes dreams. Got a white girl with bitch titties, flat ass TV screen. I keep a bad bitch, call me the BB King. And you know I got that mouth outer, then put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers. I eat that cat just like a lion. And I can't trust none of these niggas, can't trust none of these hoes. And I see your girl when I want, I got that whole TiVo. Got a red ass bitch with a red ass pussy. Nigga try me, that's a dead ass pussy. But y'all motherfuckers so blind to the facts. To tell you the truth, I don't care who's looking. All I know is I love my bitch. And pussy feel just like heaven on earth. 6 feet deep, dick shovel in the dirt. R.I.P. rest in pussy. Like that shit, then pass that shit. We gon' get so smoked out. And then I went, got locked up. Every night I dreamt I broke out. One time for them pussy niggas. That's that shit I don't like. We eating over here, nigga. Fuck around and have a food fight, and that's 2 times.
Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Now look at us.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
AK on my nightstand, right next to that Bible. But I swear with these 50 shots, I'll shoot it out with 5-0. Pockets getting too fat, no weight watch, no lipo. Money talks bullshit, walks on a motherfucking tightrope. And I make that pussy tap out, I knock that pussy out cold. Nigga, you can beat the trap out, but that just how the dice roll. These hoes want that hose pipe, so I give all these hoes pipes. She get on that dick and stay on all night like porch lights. Let's do it for talking. We out here, we ballin', and I'm spraying at these Western niggas like WD-40. We fucked up, we trucked up, no ifs, ands, or buts. Fuck bitch niggas go behind your back like nunchucks, and that's fucked up. But my hoes down, my cups up, my niggas down for whatever. These bitches think they too fly, but tell them hoes I pluck feathers. I'm Tucci, young Tucci, I'm a truck fit, fuck Gucci. She blowin' kisses at me with her pussy lips. Smooches, and that's 2 chains.
Look at you. Now look at us.
Yeah.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Hey, yo, fuck all y'all
look
bitches.
You.
Straight up.
Now look at us.
Any bitch out that lane that won't give me no pussy.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Fuck you and your ass.